turn in your Bible. We're going to have a Bible reading this morning. And you're going to need to turn to Luke chapter 17. Okay, Luke chapter 17, verse 11, it says this. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Boys and girls, I need you to be sitting up, ready to listen really well. Make sure your ears are nice and open. Yeah? Great. I'm going to ask a question as we start this morning. Okay? This is a dead easy question. Who likes getting presents? Who likes getting presents? Yeah, lots of people like getting. I had a big birthday recently, and it was great getting some presents. Presents. Do you know that there's only 10 more Saturdays to go until Christmas? Yeah, 10 more Saturdays. And what happens at Christmas? People give presents. And today we've thought a little bit about all the presents that we're going to give to Millgrove because it's harvest. Would anyone like to open a present? Anyone other than Jamie? Josh, you would. Brilliant. Would you like to open a present? Yeah, come on. Okay. Yeah, come on. Nice and quick. Would anyone? Oh. Ooh. Hey, Geoff and Oshan. Yeah, come on. Pay Ravi. Okay, you can do one. Right? There you go. Don't take all day about it. Just go. Get on with it. Yeah, that's it. Rip it open. Rip it open. Okay? Yeah. Josh, what did you get? Some sweets. Excellent. Okay? Boys, what have you got? Oh, you've got some animal masks and one of those fidget popper things. Great, great. I'm sure your mum and dad will love them. Okay? Now, you guys can go back to your seats. You can have them. Okay? Yay. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. That's all right. What was that? Thank you. Oh, wow. That's okay. That's okay. Now, this morning, because it's harvest, I want to speak to you about an amazing present that Jesus gives. He gave it to a group of 10 men one day. But it's also a present that we need, a brilliant present. And Jesus loves to give it to people like us. Here's the present. Okay, it may not sound cool, it may not sound exciting, but here's what it is. You read that? Mercy. Mercy. That's a brilliant present that we can get from the Lord Jesus. Now you may be sitting thinking, what's mercy? Okay, let me tell you what it is. Mercy, according to the Lord Jesus, is help for the helpless. Help for the helpless. Mercy is help for those who cannot help themselves. A little later on in Luke's gospel, we're told that a blind man was sitting at the side of the road and no one could help him. We don't know how long he'd been blind for, but everyone had to do everything for him. And he shouted out to Jesus, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The blind man was helpless. He needed help. He shouted to Jesus for mercy and Jesus healed him. He received mercy, help, from the Lord Jesus. We're going to do some actions. I love doing stuff that helps us to remember what's going on. What's mercy? Okay, so here's the action for mercy. If you can do that, do an M with your hands and arms. Mercy, okay? Okay, mercy is help, okay? Put your thumb up in the palm of your hand. Move it away from yourself, okay? So mercy is help for the helpless. Have your arms out like that, okay? You're going to try that on your own, okay? I'll do it once or twice with you, and then you'll do it on your own. So mercy is help for the helpless. What is mercy? Mercy is help for the helpless. Okay, you're doing it on your own. One, two, three.
Mercy is help for the helpless.
And we're going to learn in the true story we heard from a Bible today that the Lord Jesus is the great mercy giver. The Lord Jesus is the great mercy giver. The one who gives help to helpless people. How does a story from the Bible show us that? Well, look at verse 11, if you've got your Bible open in front of you. It says that in the story we read, Jesus was on his way to a city called Jerusalem. And in that village that he went into, he met 10 men. And these 10 men, well, there was something wrong with them. They had a terrible disease called leprosy. They were lepers. Now, that I didn't say they were leopards. It's got nothing to do with big cats. It's they had a terrible disease, a skin condition called leprosy. And in those days that the Lord Jesus lived, there were lots of rumors about what people who had this terrible disease could and couldn't do. They had to keep away from people. They were not allowed to go to the park. They were not allowed to go to the shops. If they fell and hurt their knee, they weren't allowed to get a cuddle from their mum. If they were hungry and wanted a biscuit, they weren't allowed to just go and get one. It was very sad. They had to keep away. In fact, it was as if they were wearing big jackets that said, "Danger, keep away from me," because they had leprosy. I'll tell you something else. They were not allowed to go into the places that people worship God. Now, they didn't have churches then. They had something called synagogues, and there was a temple in Jerusalem. But if you had leprosy, you were not allowed to go there. It was as if you were carrying around a big sign that said, "Danger, keep away, stay away." Imagine it a bit like this. I've lost my clicker. When I was younger, my brother and I, we loved to play football, and we played football lots in our back garden. In Glasgow, it rains a lot. Take my word for it. And when it rains, you get very muddy, and there were many days where we looked like this, okay? From the very bottom of our shoes to the very tops of, I was going to say the hair on our heads, but I would have been here then, okay? And we're covered in mud and twigs and all sorts of stuff. And at the end of the afternoon, what did you want to do? Well, you wanted to go inside and get washed down. And what did mum say? "Whoa, stop right there. Don't come into my house looking like that." And my brother and I had to hose ourselves down outside to get lots of the mud off. But imagine being told that you can never come into the house ever again. That's what these men with leprosy were being told. They couldn't go near anyone. They couldn't do anything really. And everyone had to stay away. It was as if everyone was saying to them, "Go away. We don't want anything to do with you." That sounds pretty hopeless to me. But one day, the Lord Jesus was walking into a village. What do we know about the Lord Jesus? Well, doesn't he love to show? And remind me what mercy is again. Yeah. And they shout out to the Lord Jesus, these 10 men, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Now, that word pity there is the same word as mercy. Okay, we're going to copy their example. That didn't work. I didn't do that in rehearsal, okay? I promise. It's fine. But we're going to shout, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. I didn't say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, okay? Okay, on three. 1, 2, 3. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And the Lord Jesus, we know, loves to give help to helpless people. Do you know what happens? The Bible says that when the Lord Jesus saw them, in verse 14, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus showed them mercy. He showed them mercy. He gave help to the helpless. He made them well. He made them better. These 10 men with their terrible disease were cured of their leprosy. But wait a minute. It doesn't say they were healed in verse 14. Here's the amazing thing. It says they were cleansed. I'm just about to tell you, Pam. Okay? Cleansed. I know that Luke, who wrote this story about Jesus that is true, carefully picked every single one of his words. And if he meant cleansed, he meant cleansed. Let me put it like this. It was if their sickness, this disease, leprosy that these men had, made them dirty. Remember I told you they couldn't go into synagogues and temples? It was as if they were too dirty for God. They were unclean. It was as if their sickness cut them off from God. And just like, well, that's not me in the picture. Before God, leprosy made them a bit like that. But by coming to the Lord Jesus, who gives mercy, which is help to the helpless, they were cleansed. Jamie, do you know what cleanse means? Yeah. It means to be washed. Yeah, I thought so. And the Lord Jesus loves to show mercy to helpless people and hopeless people. And it's all about bringing them close to God. I need to tell you something really important this morning, especially about this leprosy. In the Bible and some other parts, the Bible compares that disease of leprosy to something else. Sin. Sin. You see, we may not have leprosy. I've never had leprosy. I'm praying I don't get leprosy. But I do have a problem with sin. All of us do. When we don't do what God says, when we ignore God, when we choose to think that we can do better or know better than him, when we say bad things, when we don't do and say the things that we should, when we're naughty, or we're mean to our brother or sister, or we lie to our parents, it's like we have a terrible disease, like leprosy. And the Bible says that this disease, sin, cuts us off from God. We're unable to come near to God. It's like we're unclean, we're dirty, and we can't fix ourselves. When it comes to our sin, my sin, I am helpless. I need mercy. Everyone does. I can't clean myself. And the Bible says that one day, I'll have to tell God and stand in front of God and answer to God for all the sinful things I've ever done. What do helpless people need? Mercy. And Jesus is the great mercy giver. He loves to give help to helpless sinners like me. And all of us, because of our problem with sin, need to shout, Lord Jesus, Master, have mercy upon me. And as we shout, he loves to help helpless people and give us the present of forgiveness. Where was Jesus going that day? Verse 11. Where was Jesus going as he met those men in the village? Yeah. He's going to Jerusalem. Do you know why he's going to go to Jerusalem? To die on the cross, son. That's right. He was going to die as the mercy giver for all who will trust in him and call out to him in their helpless state because of their sin. And because he died on the cross, the Lord Jesus is the great mercy giver. That's almost certainly going to fall on it. At the cross, the Lord Jesus took all my unclean stuff, all the dirty stuff that cuts me off from God, and they were placed in him. And as I trust in Jesus, as anyone trusts in Jesus, it's like he gives them a wash and he brings them near to God. And after he died, he rose again to prove that his mercy does work on whoever calls on him for it. What have we learned so far? Well, what do we need? Mercy. Yeah. And what is mercy? I'll tell you what it is. It's help for the helpless. Mercy is help for the helpless. But there's a bit more to a story than that. You see, Luke goes on and tells us a bit more. You see, I think there's a response that we see in this story. There's a right way and a wrong way to respond to this mercy. If we've received mercy from the Lord Jesus, then we're supposed to say, thank you. And there's a way in the passage that we're told how to say thank you. Okay, how many men did the Lord Jesus heal that day?
10.
How many came back to say thank you?
One.
The other 9 just walked on. Now remember back to the presents that I gave to the lads at the start. What did they say? Thank you. Thank you. When we get a gift, we should say thank you. Now, I think too often throughout the week, throughout our lives, we can be like those 9 men who received the good gift from the Lord Jesus, but never said thank you. This week, what has God given us? Well, even this morning, he's given us breakfast. He's given us friends, family. He's made the sun shine this week. Yesterday was a lovely day. He sent the rain in parts this week. He's done lots. I wonder how many of us said thank you for those things. 9 took the present. 9 got mercy and then just walked away. 1 came back. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 17. We're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Now, Jesus isn't being rude when he calls this guy a foreigner. What he's saying is, why didn't everyone come back? What's the right response to mercy? Well, there was one man who came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And Jesus called that man a man of faith. I think that man would have said something like, thank you, Lord Jesus. I was dirty and you made me clean. I had to stay far away from people and God. And now I can come near. I think that man shows a lot of trust or faith in Jesus. If we really want to say thank you to the Lord Jesus for his mercy, then we've got to trust him. Imagine the story the leper had to tell his friends. I was helpless. I was hopeless. I had to keep away from everyone, but Jesus healed me and cleansed me. And isn't it great? If you're trusting the Lord Jesus this morning, if you're a Christian already today, and life may be really, really tough, keep trusting the Lord Jesus. Keep asking for his mercy. Keep trusting that he loves to show the mercy he showed you that day when you trusted in him, that there's no one else, there's no better place to go to find mercy. If you're here this morning, you don't consider yourself a Christian, and perhaps for the first time, you want that mercy from the Lord Jesus, well, ask him for it. Say, Lord Jesus, Master, please have mercy on me, a sinner. Please forgive my sin. I trust you. I want to follow you. If we want to thank Jesus, we've got to keep trusting. There's something else. We want to thank Jesus, we've got to keep trusting. And we've got to have our mouths open as well. Look back to verse 15, what happened with the man who got healed, the one man. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. When we see that the man praised God in a loud voice, we might think that he prayed out loud or he sang a hymn or something like that. But in Luke's gospel, when people praise God, often what they're doing is saying this, Derek, let me tell you about Jesus. Miles, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what he's done. John, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what he's done for me. Anna, let me tell you about Jesus. If we're saying thank you to the Lord Jesus for his mercy, we're trusting him, but we're also opening our mouths and telling others how amazing is his mercy. This week, I'm going to be praying that the Lord Jesus gives me some people to talk to about his mercy. And when that opportunity comes, I hope that I take it. I'm praying for that boldness to say, let me tell you about the mercy of the Lord Jesus. Will you join me in doing that? I hope so. We've got to finish. Whew. Maybe one or two more times. What have we been learning about this morning? Mercy. Mercy, yeah, that's right, Jamie. Brilliant. And what is mercy?
Help the helpless.
Okay, you're going to do that yourselves. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to stand and be quiet. Okay, I'll give you a count in, and then you're going to do mercy. It's help for the helpless. Ken, you and I need to practice that, okay? That's fine. All right. Okay, on three. One, two, three. It's what? Excellent. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, thank you for the mercy of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he loves us and cares for us. Thank you that he doesn't want us to be helpless, but to call on his help, that we would find great mercy. Father, if there are those today who want to have that mercy for the first time, then would they pray, Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive my sins. I want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.